Hello and welcome to Bears Wire, your one-stop shop for all things Chicago Bears on the USA Today Sports Network. I'm Lauren Cox and I'm here with Phil Atoshin. And Phil, why don't you introduce our guest?
Lauren, really excited tonight. We have one of the better guys on Twitter and on the internet at Breaking Down Football, at F-Ball Game Plan, Emery Hunt, CEO, founder, and analyst at Football Game Plan. He's the czar of the playbook. He's got a laundry list of titles that he brings to the table, and a trusted eye and a great friend of the show, Emery Hunt.
Well, Emery, another guy who keeps getting mentioned as one of these undrafted players that has a good shot of making the Bears is Roy Robertson-Harris from UTEP. He's the outside linebacker, who's a pretty good pass rusher. Emery, what do you know about him and what he brings to this outside linebacker group?
He's outstanding, man. And when you watch UTEP, you saw more of Aaron Jones. You saw more of their offense. But the only player that stood out defensively was Roy Robertson-Harris. I mean, he's a defensive end that he has what they call length, but he also plays with length. And is a tremendous athlete. He's able to chase runs down on the backside. He's able to anchor down and hold his own at the line of scrimmage versus runs coming his way. He has good pass rushing skills. So I think he's going to be an outstanding player. I think when you look at what he brings to the table, you get a guy that can come in and be your third defensive end or outside linebacker, sub him in there on pass rushing downs, and you will feel very comfortable in what he brings to the table. I thought he was going to get drafted. You know, I thought he was going to be a draft pick, went undrafted and landed in an ideal spot in Chicago.
When you look at this football player, 6'7", 255, one thing that Ryan Pace clearly focused in on is length. And when you look at this young man, he definitely looks the part, that outside linebacker. I know he had like 51 stops, 7.5 tackles for a loss, 2.5 sacks, kind of iffy with the sack department. But again, you're talking about a player that every team is scheming for to stop, to be successful against them. I know he was a team captain. What do you think his role on this Bears team could possibly be? Is it that just strictly third down rush situation, or is he someone that could set the edge and be competing to start at the outside linebacker position?
I think he's someone that I honestly think he's a much better quote unquote football player than Leonard Floyd. Much better instincts, much better situational and spatial awareness. And I think he can be a guy that can come in and you'll see him get more and more reps as the summer progresses, as the preseason kicks off. I think he can be that good edge setter or that good defensive end that can get after the quarterback. I think he can be a good combo guy, a guy that you can leave on the field. I think when you see him play and how he's able to utilize his hands and how aware he is, it's going to be hard to keep him off the field.
And he wasn't a guy that was really asked to drop back in coverage very much over his college career, playing mostly on the defensive line. So would you say that's probably his biggest weakness at this point heading into training camp with the Bears?
Well, it depends if you can call that a weakness because of how guys, you know, how often will you ask someone to drop back in coverage? You know, and that's the thing. They don't drop back a lot, but you, like I said before, he's a pretty good athlete, so it's not like he can't do it. And you're not asking him to drop back, you know, and cover tight ends, although he could. You know, we've seen him chase down running backs or chase down plays 20 to 30 yards down the field and show good get up. So he can move. He's a really good athlete. I just think that, you know, you want to keep him aligned to where he can do what he's good at. And I don't think dropping him back as often. I think that's a lot of people think like players drop back, you know, far too often. But I think in certain situations, yes, you can drop somebody back, just like you could drop back a guy in Will Sutton in a zone blitz type situation. But you wouldn't trust him, you know, really covering someone in a matchup zone situation or in a man situation. But you can trust him dropping back. He's athletic enough to sit into a short zone and make a play on a ball that's within his radius.
When you look at Robertson-Harris, you know, I see a football player that you talked about and comparing him to Floyd. A, the physicality, you took the play away that I wanted to really focus on. That effort running down the field when scouts and head coaches especially and defensive coordinators see that play. If you haven't seen it, I'll tweet it out there when this comes out. But it's just all about mindset and effort, and showcases the athleticism, as you spoke on, about this young player. How, and I know this happens a lot, but how does this guy, I'm watching his tape, go undrafted in your mind?
You know, it's amazing, man. And I'm never surprised by the NFL draft process, because you see constantly guys that are talented go undrafted, and guys that have no business being drafted get selected very high. And it's just amazing. So it's probably just part of the process. It's something that we probably don't know, for him to fall completely off the board, or maybe he was just one of those guys that went unnoticed. But it's hard to go unnoticed when you have, when NFL teams have guys out there all year long scouting talent. It's amazing. But it also shows the reason why you need a separate league, or there's a market for a separate league, or there's a market for expansion by at least four teams, you know? So there's a ton of talent out there. Not everyone's going to get drafted, but I'm never surprised by guys that are talented, like Dale Williams, like Roy Robinson Harris, like Don Cherry, that go undrafted.